So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Appreciate Bobby Blanco for joining us. If you missed that, you can podcast and always use the rewind feature on your Odyssey app as well. Toby Altizer in for JP all week on B. Mitch and Finley. And we got plenty to talk about today with the Nationals yesterday firing general manager Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez. It is curious, B. Mitch, to do that a week out from the draft, the draft coming up next Sunday. And the Nationals have the number one overall selection. And it is curious to fire that. The general manager 1 week ahead of that. But at the same point, look at their history.
Is there a consensus number one?
There's not a consensus. I'd say it's a debate between two guys. So there's a left-handed pitcher that pitched really well in the College World Series, Cade Anderson from LSU, who's up there. And then Ethan Holiday, Matt Holiday's son, Jackson Holiday's brother, is the other one, a high school bat coming out of Stillwater. I think it's one of those two. There's some other guys that maybe you could throw in the mix there, but it's probably one of those two guys at number one.
The mindset would be, who you need the most? You seem to have bats right now. You need some more pitching. If you get a left-handed pitcher that could be legit, you want that in your system.
I lean Holiday, personally, but I don't think either one's a wrong answer. But
if you got a lot of bats and no pitching, like right now you got one pitcher, okay, and you have no run support, you get another bat, does he fall into line with everybody else and you have that pitcher? Or do you get another pitcher now where you can start having, instead of every 5 days you get Gore coming, every five games Gore comes in and give you a masterful pitch, you can have a guy that does it. You have Gore and you have another guy, and which also takes a little pressure off the bats to be perfect.
So when you look at how the Nationals have drafted, I'm trying to figure out where they got this data, but someone had tweeted out this from yesterday, that part of the reason you move on from Mike Rizzo is his inability to draft and develop guys. And when you look at WAR from players that they had drafted and signed and guys that had helped out this team since 2012 till now, and the WAR that they've accumulated, wins above replacement, the Nationals are dead last, and it's not even close. So, for example, number one
it's
on this
way,
list.
Way, way less.
Number one on this list is 134.9, the Houston Astros. If we get towards the middle of this list, the Milwaukee Brewers are at 61. If you get towards the bottom of this list, let's say the 25th team or so, the Red Sox somewhere around there are around 34.7. I'll give you a guess, B. Mitch. Where do you think the Nationals are in terms of they're dead last? Well, how much do you think they've accumulated?
Probably about 10.
Down.
5.
4.3.
Damn.
For example, James Wood this season has accumulated 4.5, according to Baseball Reference.
Damn.
So, and it's a counting stat. So, for example, Dylan Cruz already has a half WAR this year. So, if you had that 9 times over, then you would have had more than the Nationals have had since 2012.
That's crazy.
And Dylan Cruz is batting sub 200 this year, B. Mitch. If you play good defense and hit right around the Mendoza line, you could get enough WAR that you could eclipse this from two guys in 2 years.
But see, that's the thing where people don't look at. When you're looking at these stats, there are stats that can tell you, like, oh, great, great, great general manager. But that stat right there says, oh, boy, have they been picking the right people? You know, you immediately go to that question. Have they been picking the right people?
They have not. I don't think there's any question that they haven't.
At this point now, listen, there are reasons that they can fire.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money.
Does it get any easier than that?
Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The two people that they fired.
100%. And I
but
think
also, they are going to have to realize and look in the mirror that these guys can't work miracles without the proper backing.
Correct. 100%.
You're going to have to give them enough. Now, the drafting is not about spending money. The draft is about making the right decision. And you can't just go with a person, oh, I like this guy. No, you better make sure that guy can make that step.
And that's where the big indictment is on Mike Rizzo because, frankly, like we talked about, signing I think he did fine when he was given the resources. Mm-hmm. And, yes, you can look at the last couple of years, but when you're handcuffed so much, there's going to be hit and miss when you have a small margin to work with. Yeah. But when he had the opportunity to sign a guy like Max Scherzer, he went out and did it. So I'm fine with that. Trades, he was really good at. But the problem is, the reason that some of these teams are consistently able to be at the top of the sport is because even if they're not able to sign someone, usually they are because like a Dodgers, they just open up the checkbook, but also they develop their talent and they draft well. And when you look at the Nationals, the last time they had a guy that you would consider a success that helped their ball club in the draft would be 2014 with Eric Fetty. And it's not as if Eric Fetty was great. So if we go back to, let's just go back to 2012, or let's go back all the way to Strasburg. So Strasburg in 2009, Drew Storen as well. Strasburg was a hit, obviously, and that's one that I don't know how much credit you get for getting Steven Strasburg when he was the consensus number one, and me and you could have made that draft.
And he was good.
He was good. Bryce Harper was the next year. And again, they hit. How much credit do you get for that when you and I could have made that draft pick? I don't know. 2011, Anthony Rendon, I think they get some credit for that. They developed him. Mm-hmm. After that, it's Alex Meyer, fail. Brian Goodwin, fail. Lucas Giolito, he helped you in the trade to get Adam Eaton, which helped win the World Series. Okay, that works out fine. Eric Fetty, he was okay, but that's not enough for a first-round pick. Carter Kieboom was never good enough. Dane Dunning was part of a trade, but again, still not great, even when Seth Romero didn't work out. Mason Denneberg is playing college football right now. He went back and is playing college football.
Wow.
That didn't work out. Jackson Rutledge is in the bullpen right now with an ERA over 6. Cade Cavalli's pitched in one career game, and even he's trying to rehab back. Brady House is in the bigs. We'll see. Maybe they have developed someone there. We'll see. Elijah Green went from high A. Usually you go from rookie to A ball to high A. He went from high A to rookie ball because he was striking out 50% of the time.
Damn.
Dylan Cruz. I know how Lamphill feels, but there's still a jury out on Dylan Cruz.
That's still there.
Seaver King, we'll see how that ends up playing, but they decided to go under slot at the 10th pick, but there's a guy that was drafted 4 picks later, B-Mitch, that's in the big leagues with an OPS over 800 right now in Cam Smith. Mm. They opted to go with this guy so that they could sign Luke Dickerson later. Might look like the wrong play. The point is, if you can't draft and develop, then that's how you end up in this spot, because when Anthony Rendon left, Carter Kieboom was supposed to step in. He was nothing. Yeah. So when, you know, whoever left, Bryce Harper, whoever, they had a couple of guys in like Soto and Rendon. But outside of that, they had no one that ever stepped in. That's how you end up in the spot where, like we talk about this with the Commanders. When the new guy stepped in with Peters and Quinn, the cupboard was bare. They had Terry McLaurin and what else really?
Yeah, basically.
And that's why they had to replace the whole thing. That's kind of how the Nationals were. And that's Mike Rizzo's fault. Because he wasn't able to draft and develop. Yeah. No, he wasn't given the resources to sign guys, but why would you sign guys when the rest of the roster is just so bad?
Yeah. Yeah, point. I mean, hey, man, at this point, they made the decision, and now they need to hire the right people. DeBartolo, I don't know if he's a guy.
Yeah.
No one knows if he's a guy. But if they were to put all of that just in his lap, he better be the guy. You know, the next guy they hire is a manager. Who is he going to be? It's going to be a guy that's experienced, or are you going to bring somebody else in that? Because an experienced guy coming here may not want to just take orders from a guy with no experience like DeBartolo.
800-636-1067. Did the Nationals make the right move in firing Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez? We'll get to some of your phone calls next. I also want to talk to you, B. Mitch, about something that we mentioned a little bit earlier about Barry Svrluga saying that It felt like the team had gotten a little bit complacent and comfortable and maybe lacked that urgency. I want to talk to you as a former professional athlete about how that can be in a locker room, in a clubhouse. We'll talk about that next. John B. Mitchell Finley.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.